This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, you've heard about Give Out Day a lot here on Joy 94.9, right across the day. If you're wondering what it is, I thought, you know what, let's just get our CEO, Ange Barry, into the studio, tell us all about it. What is Give Out Day that we're hearing so much about, Ange?
Oh, well, g'day, Warren. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you.
So Give Out Day was started by the philanthropic sector to recognise that us as a wonderful rainbow community are not represented in funding that goes out to organisations equally as we are represented in the population. So what I mean by that...
So we're not getting enough money.
That's right, right? So we're 15% of the population, 10 to 15% seems to vary, yeah? But we get something like 0.1% of philanthropic money.
That's interesting. You know what? I've been paying attention when I go to the supermarket, when you know the auto checkout, and it says at the end, would you like to round up to donate? And I've been watching the change in the different organisations that the money goes to, and not once.
Not
has
one
there
rainbow
been
one.
A rainbow organisation. No. It's all the stuff that just gives them good publicity.
Yeah. I think that's quite a fair call, Warren. So Give Out Day was started to actually attract philanthropic money to rainbow organisations like Joy. And this year, it's on Thursday, October 26th.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's 2 days away.
That's 2 days away, everybody. That's this week is Give Out Day, yeah? And what happens is basically there's this wonderful website called Give Out Day.
Mm-hmm.
And on there, rainbow organisations can list a project that they would like the community to fund.
Ah, so we're not just giving money to organisations. We're actually saying...
We're doing something.
If we give you this money,
this is
it's
what
going to
do.
Go towards a particular project. So you know what's going to be used for.
Exactly. Ah. So you know that your money is making this particular project come to life. And the project we've got is really, really exciting.
So we've got one.
We've got one.
Oh,
yeah.
What is it?
And I'd like to give credit to one of our wonderful volunteers at Joy, David Hunt, because David came up with this idea and I think it's a ripper.
He does Friday Night Live.
He does Friday Night Live and Sunday Arts.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we're asking for community to support us to fund our upcoming intergenerational inclusion project, Warren. And what we're looking to do is bring together young people with older, wiser people.
It. Yeah. It's like that show on the TV at the moment.
And to actually talk with each other and learn from each other.
Ah.
And, you know, in years gone by, people would sit around with grandchildren and grandparents, for instance, and talk.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody has grandchildren or is a grandparent, right? So we know that within our community there's a lot that, let's just say, not our founders, but, you know, our older people have learnt so much and experienced so much in their lives as, you know, members of the LGBTIQA+ community. Young people are experiencing similar things but also different things. And what we want to do and what we're planning to do is get a group of 12 to 17-year-olds in a room with some people over 50 across four sessions and have structured discussions around life matters, matters of social well-being, to learn from each other, to talk about what they're experiencing and, you know, for the other group to actually learn from those experiences. And we're going to podcast it so that people will be able to access these conversations forever. And so we've put that project up and we'd really love people to kick us off with their donations.
I'm just thinking about it as you're talking. I've always felt like there's been a lack of older role models in our community. And maybe there are some now, but certainly when I was coming out, there wasn't anyone that I could turn to and say, hey, what's it going to be like as a gay man? I'm in my 20s. What's it going to be like? What am I going to go through?
Yeah.
What sort of things are going to happen? How are we going to behave towards each other?
Yeah.
How should I react? All this sort of stuff. There was no manual.
It's so true, Warren. And I think, you know, for perhaps allies who are listening, you know, they may not be aware, but, you know, for a lot of people – coming out or, you know, discovering, well, coming out both in your sexuality or gender can be quite a lonely experience.
Mm.
And you can often feel really isolated and you feel like you're the only one. You know you're not, but you feel like you're the only one,
at
right?
At the time, you are the only one.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, having that mentor or, you know, just a wise, you know, conversation or a wise owl, I suppose, as you call them, to be there for you is really, really important. And it makes you feel safe. And I actually didn't have one, and I know you didn't from what you're
saying.
Now
we are wise owls.
But now we're the wise owls. And, you know, I guess, you know, through acceptance within the community, you know, we have a greater visibility as older members of our community. And, you know, bringing young people together to talk about what does it mean to come out now in, you know, today's, you know, environment versus what it might have been for us. What are the commonalities? What can we learn from each other?
I love it. Yeah. We could learn from the young people too.
Oh, so much, so much. Because as we know, we're coming out all the time.
Yeah.
We're always meeting new people that we need to, you know, share ourselves with.
And based on your experience, I notice it does trigger some little...
Yes.
And you think, okay, well, that might have been something that happened 20, 30 years ago, but it still triggers that still, feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Now. Yeah, for me, you know, it's often I've been with female partners for a long time and, you know, going to buy a family ticket, you know, with the children, you know, like that's always a bit of a trigger for me because I had, you know, a pretty nasty experience about that here in Victoria. And, you know, I know for one of our team members, we were talking the other day, she's trans and she talked about going to the bathrooms, you know, can be triggering. And it's like, yeah, absolutely. We're dealing with this all the time. So we can learn and, you know, we can also teach.
I just got a vision of a wise old owl sitting across.
Yeah.
That's for me at the moment. And can I ask, we are joined by Joyce, CEO Ange Barry. We're talking about Give Out Day, which is on Thursday, and in particular Joy's project, which is about bridging that gap between generations.
Yep.
Can I ask how much you need, or is that... Do you have to go to the website to see?
I think you've got to go to the website.
Okay,
it's a bit of a surprise.
Okay, all right. Let's get this happening. It'll be a podcast.
Yep.
So everyone will be able to hear it.
Yeah, that's right. And what you're doing is you're investing in the sharing of stories, really important stories. And I think, you know, Warren, you and I have both experienced listening to great people share their stories. And I can't wait to hear 12-year-olds, 17-year-olds share their stories.
Oh, and I can't wait to hear the advice that the wise old owls give.
And vice versa.
And just one more time, what do we need to do on Thursday?
So on Thursday, you need to go to giveout.org.au and find the Joy Project. So look for Joy Media. It's our intergenerational project and you just click donate. And you can donate as little or as much as you like.
And is there a matching?
Yes, and Give Out, I think, are matching up to the first $1,000, which
fantastic.
Is fantastic. So it's an exciting day, Warren. It's Thursday. So if you're listening, 2 days away. But if you can't do it on Thursday, you can actually do it right now.
Do it today. Giveoutday.org.au. Yep. Ange Barry, good to chat with you.
You too, Warren.
Thanks for the wise advice.
Thank you.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.